Compton back here at Lakeland High School as we get set for the start of tonight's matchup. The Lumberjacks are in red with black and white trim. Lakeland is in white with blue trim. And we'll get set to go. It's going to be Hamlin, Taylor, Widmark, Dimka, and Rutkowski, the normal starting five for the Lumberjacks to start things off here tonight. We mentioned Rich Fortier, the coach of Lakeland. Lakeland also has a familiar name as principal at the school. Jim Boucher is the principal here at Lakeland. He was the football coach at Wausau East back in the early and mid-90s before moving up here to the Northwoods. We're underway, and East will control the tap, and it'll be Bryce Taylor who will bring it into the front court. Taylor on the dribble, gives it off to Dimka, left side free throw line extended. They try to alley-oop to Taylor. He bottled it, was able to get it back, kicks it outside. Rutkowski shoots a three, left that one short, and Hamlin's going to get a quick foul over the back. First foul on Dylan Hamlin. And they try the backdoor cut alley-oop to Bryce Taylor, and he couldn't go right up with it. Kicked it out for a three. Rutkowski left that a little bit short. East comes out in their zone to start. Lakeland into the front court. Beard almost threw it away. Now they have it. Passing it around the perimeter. Brad Holcomb, now they get it high post. Kick it right wing. There's a drive in by Bruckner. He shoots up and in. Bruckner gets the hoop. And it's 2-0 Lakeland. Rutkowski to the front court, nearly traveled, gives it to Bryce Taylor. Now it's Dimka. Dimka looks inside, kicks it to Widmark, top of the key. They swing it, Rutkowski looking to post up Taylor down low. Now swings it over, Taylor catches, shoots a three, and Bryce Taylor nails the three. And the Lumberjacks are on the board, and they lead it 3-0. Taylor had a good night scoring against Everest with 16. Lakeland into the front court, left wing. Joey Yurkovic, now they kick it back outside. Now he gets it back. Thought about the three. Now he's going to drive in. Stops that drive as Hamlin had his way stopped. Now Yurkovic gets it back in the corner. Shoots a three. Rolled off. No good. Hamlin over the top of the rebound. I think rolled around and then rolled off. East into the front court with it. Taylor looks inside. Now Rutkowski off a screen. Down low to Hamlin. Ball knocked away out of bounds. And East will keep it on the possession arrow. 6:22 to play here, first period, 3-2, Lumberjacks with the lead. Dimka looks to get it in and does for Rutkowski. Now Dimka back in the corner, nearly traveled, passes inside to Dan Hamlin. He's triple teamed, kicks it out. Taylor is open for three. Again, a rainbow, in and out, no good. A rebound tipped alive. Widmark will get the layup on the putback. Bryce Widmark with the hoop. And it's 5-2, Lumberjacks. Into the front court, Brad Holcomb for the T-Birds. Gets it off to Dennis Wildcat. Now it's Holcomb, right wing. Tom Bruckner, his pass out to the top of the key. Now they get it to Yurkovic in the corner. He drives in, pull-up jumper on the baseline. He hit it. Joey Yurkovic with the hoop. 5-4, Lumberjacks 5-1. Rutkowski in the front court to Widmark, swings it to Taylor. Taylor to Dimka off the screen, shoots a three. He left that short. And the long rebound comes away to Lakeland. So the Lumberjacks starting from the outside here tonight. 4 3-point attempts. They've hit one. Here's a step back three for Lakeland. That's off the rim and in. He got the roll. That was Brad Holcomb who got the roll on that one. T-Birds have the lead now, 7-5. Rutkowski to Widmark. He's going to launch a long one and hit it. Bryce Widmark from about three steps behind the 3-point line knocked that one down. And it's 8-7. Lumberjacks by one. Not normally the shot that Bryce Widmark's going to take, but he felt it right there, was wide open, and nailed it. Lakeland into the front court. He's trying to set up a trap if they can. They get it down in the corner to Yurkovic. Kicks it back outside, now out on top. Hester back in the corner. Three ball up. That's too long, no good. Widmark pulls away the rebound on the miss by Yurkovic. Into the front court comes Tanner Dimka to Widmark. Boy, pass inside to Hamlin. Overplay knocked away by Lakeland. Ball loose, was out of bounds. Last touched by East. And they turn it over. First turnover of the game. And the first substitution for the T-Birds, Jack Milms will come in, as well as Levi Herrick. East will stay with their starting five here. And the T-Birds will bring it ahead. Brad Holcomb on the dribble. Taylor will stop to meet him near half court. Lumberjack switching over to a man-to-man. Here's a shot put up on the baseline. That's no good. And East with the rebound. Here they come back the other way. Rutkowski down in the corner to Taylor. Looks inside. Trying to get it to Hamlin. He's well covered. They kick it back outside. Now they swing it. Now it's Widmark right wing. He wants to operate. Splits two defenders. Jump stop. They're going to call a travel, I think. Oh, they're going to call a foul before the travel. Foul called on the T-Birds as Widmark split two defenders, went to a jump stop. I thought they were going to call the travel on that. Instead, they get the foul on Levi Herrick. That's his first. East now passed inside off the hand of Hamlin out of bounds. Paul Dimko wanted a push on that. We saw a lot of that in the Evers game. Every time the ball went inside to Hamlin, he was getting pushed from behind. The referees let him play the other night. Pass inside now. Has a double dribble as the Lakeland player bobbled the pass and then double dribbled, and they turn it over. 4 minutes to play here. First quarter, 8-7, Lumberjacks by one. And they have the basketball as Rutkowski will bring it ahead. Gets a screen. Now it's Dimka. Looks inside. It's not there. Widmark, they swing it to Taylor. Bryce Taylor's going to drive in, try to feed Hamlin. It's knocked away, but Taylor gets it back. Now he's going to drive in the lane. Shoot! Missed it back bracket. Hamlin gets the rebound, goes up, no, but a foul, and he'll get two shots. So Dylan Hamlin working the offensive glass will draw the foul, and he'll get a pair here. He really struggled at the free throw line in the game against Everest. Lumberjacks almost have to shoot better tonight than they did the other night. They were just horrible at the line, but Dylan misses the first one off the back bracket. No good. It almost cost them the game the other night. That game could have been a 10 or 12-point victory for the Lumberjacks if they could have made three-quarters of their free throws. Hamlin gets the second, one of two, and it's 9-7, Lumberjacks by two. And East is going to put on a little full-court pressure here. Try to set up a trap. Dimka and Taylor will meet the ball. Now here comes the trap at half court. Taylor is able to get his hands up, but Lakeland passes ahead and gets it into the front court. There's a drive-in ball knocked away. They kick it back outside. Sean Wilson in the game for the Lumberjacks. There's a pass inside. Shot put up off the glass, up and in. Levi Herrick with the hoop. Lakeland ties it up 9-9. Rutkowski hurries it ahead. Taylor, an open three left wing. He drains it. Nothing but net for Bryce Taylor, his second three of the night. 12-9, Lumberjacks. Trap coming once again. And Lakeland breaks it into the front court. Crossover dribble. Now they kick it. Jack Melms, top of the key. East back to their zone here. Melms playing catch out on top with Holcomb. Holcomb with it. Right wing, Tom Bruckner, pass inside to Herrick, shoots over Wilson, up and in. Levi Herrick with a couple of hoops, and it's 12-11. Lumberjacks by one. Taylor looks inside for Wilson, not there, kicks it on top to Dimka. They lost it over the top to Wilson, catches, shoots, and a foul, and Sean Wilson's going to go to the line for two. Dimka lofted that pass over the top. Wilson caught it way underneath the basket, leaned back in and drew the foul, and he'll shoot a pair here. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping folks celebrate lives past in Wausau. First foul shot for Wilson on the way. It's up and in. 13-11, Lumberjacks by two. Substitutions. J.P. Lacey in the game for East and Logan Bailey in as well. Wilson's still out there. Bryce Taylor's still out there. And Tanner Dimka still on the floor as well. Joey Jerkovic gets back in for Lakeland. And second foul shot for Sean Wilson on the way. Back bracket, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Lakeland. Into the front court they come. There's a pass nearly knocked away. T-Birds have it in the lane. Now they pass it baseline, shot put up by Herrick, but he's fouled and will go to the line. Missed the shot. And Levi Herrick will be at the line to shoot two. Foul is going to be called on Sean Wilson. That will be his first. and Levi Herrick at the line to shoot a pair here. First one's up and in. Herrick's got 5 of their 12 points. And he'll get another. Second foul shot on the way. Back bracket. It hit the top. No. And then Wilson pulls down the rebound of the miss. The thing bounced off the top of the backboard and came back down. Taylor in the front court. Now to Dimka. Now back to Taylor. Trying to post up Wilson. They're fronting him in. Having a player play behind him. And now East is going to throw it away. Bailey threw it in the backcourt. Saved, though, by Dimka. And now Taylor has it. Rich Fortier can't believe they saved that from an overhead back. Rich Fortier, one of the more active coaches you'll see on the sidelines. In fact, we've got 2 of the more active coaches here tonight. Taylor tried to feed inside to Wilson. It wasn't there, and East throws it away for their second turnover. Tried to force that one. Now Lakeland in the front court with it. Holcomb, pass inside, is knocked away. They turn it over. Here comes East back the other way. Taylor's going to drive in, jumps up, and they're going to call a travel on Bryce Taylor. Third turnover of the game on the Lumberjacks. He wanted a foul, didn't get it. He went into a jump stop and bumped into the defender. And they're going to say the travel happened before the foul. So Lakeland will bring it into the front court with a minute 23 to play here, first quarter. They've got it out on the perimeter, East in the 2-1-2 zone here. Out on top, they pass up to 3. Now in the left wing, there's a 3 ball up. In and out, no good. Wilson had it for a moment. Ball came right out, though. Missed it again, and now we get a whistle. What are we going to have? They're going to talk. The two officials are going to have a discussion about whether or not there was a goaltending, I think. Wilson got his hand in the net, but the ball wasn't in the cylinder. So there wasn't a basket interference call, and it will be East basketball on that stoppage of play. They wanted to make sure Wilson did get his hand in the net, but the ball wasn't on the rim when it happened, and that's why they won't call basket interference. Jurkovic is 3, rimmed out, in and out, and back out again. Now Lacey with it, high post, double teams, gets it to Taylor. 3 ball from the corner. That's too hard, no good. An air ball for Bryce Taylor. And back the other way comes Lakeland. Now the ball knocked away, and we're going to get a foul called. Foul is going to be called on Lakeland, and East will get it back here. That foul is going to be called on Bruckner, and that's his first. So East will inbound it here and get it into Dimka. Logan Bailey, now he throws it away into the backcourt. That time, they couldn't save it. Bailey, Dimka turned away, and Bailey threw it without looking and into the backcourt, and another East turnover. That's 4. So Lakeland gets it back here. Lumberjacks leading by 1, 13-12, with 44 seconds to play first quarter. T-Bird's in the front court with it. Jack Melms, he's double-teamed out on top, gets rid of it to Brad Holcomb. Now right wing, that's Bruckner. Long pass, 3 ball launched, and up and in. Jeff Melms gets the 3 for the T-Birds. They have the lead here, 15-13. 25 seconds to play in the quarter. Dimka gives it to Taylor. Now Dimka gets it back. They swing it to Bailey. High post Lacey. He's going to drive in, hang in the air. No, they wave off the shot. He made it, but they say the foul happened before the shot. So East will inbound it here. The Lumberjacks will inbound it with 17.6 seconds to play here in the quarter. Dimka looks to get it in and does outside to Lacey. Lacey's going to shoot a long 2. In and out, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Lakeland. They passed it ahead into the front court. Holcomb with it. 5 seconds. Now the ball nearly knocked away. And a shot put up and in at the buzzer by Holcomb. And that's how the first quarter will come to an end. A couple of hoops by the T-Birds have given them a 4-point advantage after 1, 17-13. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Time to back in at Lakeland Union High School in Minocqua. The T-Birds will have the basketball to start the second quarter. They lead it 17-13. Taylor, Widmar, Cameron, Rutkowski, and Dimka, the starting 5, back out there for the Lumberjacks. T-Birds get it left wing. Andrew McGill in the game for Lakeland. He's got the basketball down there in the corner, kicks it back outside. Now the ball kicked by Dimka, and Lakeland will have it out of bounds. Brad Holcomb will inbound it for Lakeland. And they get it in to Bruckner. Thought about driving. Now they kick it back outside. 3 ball launch from the corner by McGill. In and out, no good. Rebound grab by Dylan Hamlin. Lumberjacks back the other way. Pass inside from Widmark to Hamlin is knocked away. He's not paying enough attention to the basketball here. They've got five turnovers here so far in the first half. High post, and now Hamlin's going to get his second foul. That's going to be a reach-in foul on Hamlin as he tried to deny the ball in the high post. And a reach-in foul will give the ball out of bounds to the T-Birds here. Two fouls on Dylan Hamlin. Holcomb look, gets it in, and he does. They go running out. Hamlin shot went up and in by Bruckner. They wanted a foul called on Hamlin there as they went right at him. Now it's Dimka with it. They'd like to get Hamlin out of the game if they can. He is 6'11". Lakeland doesn't have anybody that tall. They've been fronting and backing him here to try to deny him the ball inside. It's worked so far. He's just had to rely on the outside shot for the most part. Here's Dimka. He's going to launch a three. That's short. Lakeland with the rebound. 19-13 T-Birds. They have the basketball. This is a big game for seeding purposes. Now a ball knocked away. Taylor with the steal. He's going to take it in, put it up. Underlaid it. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. East will keep it. Third turnover of the game on the T-Birds. Taylor got the steal but then missed. He lost the handle on the ball as he was going up and it hit the underside of the rim. But East will keep it as the ball got knocked out of bounds by Lakeland. So Taylor will look to get it in. And does outside of Rutkowski. His pass knocked away, but Taylor gets it back. Skip pass to Dimka down on the baseline to Whitmark. Backs into the corner, kicks it outside to Dimka. Taylor, high post, Whitmark, out to Rutkowski. He shoots the three. That's all short, no good. Lakeland with another rebound. Well, East is not knocking down the outside shot. They're going to have to try to get it inside. Now the ball stripped away again. Lakeland tries to save it, but they throw it away. Rutkowski has it in the front court. Just like the other night against Everest, they're forcing turnovers, but they're not making enough shots. Dimka drives on the baseline, puts it up, and in. Rolled around and in. They wanted a foul, too, didn't get it. But East needed a hoop there, and they got it. 19-15 on a little runner on the baseline from Tanner Dimka. 5:51 to play here first half. Lakeland in the front court with it. Bounce pass high post. Bruckner pass inside, shot put up. Whitmer changed it, got the block, and back the other way. Come the Lumberjacks into the front court. Tell you what, these Lakeland fans are pretty loud when it comes to working the officials. Pull-up jumper in the base in the paint by Rutkowski. Got the roll. Jaden Rutkowski with the hoop in the paint. 19-17, back to a two-point game. Rich Fortier is working the officials pretty good, too. Wanted fouls called. He's not getting them. Pass in the front court. Both up inside, and East didn't get back on defense that time. And a layup for Ross Kester. They found him open under the hoop, 21-17, Thunderbirds by four. Rutkowski to Dimka, out on top to Taylor between the circles, high post, Whitmark at the free throw line. Rutkowski open for Taylor, who gets it? Jack Rutkowski nails the three ball, and it's a one-point game, 21-20. T-Birds with the lead. Brad Holcomb to Melms, back to Holcomb. Down in the corner, wide open, McGill shoots a three. He got it. Andrew McGill's a big kid, but they've got him as a spot-up three-ball shooter from the corner. He knocked it down, 24-20. Bryce Taylor with it. Lakeland playing a zone here. Taylor gets it back inside the paint. Now Widmark, skip pass, cross-court. Lewis Nass in the game for the Lumberjacks. As Hamlin sitting down with those two fouls, now it's Taylor, he's going to launch a three. Rainbows it in and out. No good. The rebound. Nass had it. Now he's down on the floor. The ball loose. Lakeland comes away with it. And we get a timeout call by the T-Birds. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Back here at Lakeland Union High School, Lumberjacks trailing 24-20. Lakeland was 7-11 from the field in the first quarter. East was just 4 out of 10. Lakeland has a four-point lead and the basketball with 4:07 to play here in the first half. And it will be Brad Holcomb who will bring it ahead. Right wing to Jack Melms. Pass inside, shot put up on the baseline. Yes, a foul! Hanging in the air and getting the hoop was Tom Bruckner. He's 3-for-3, and he will be at the line to try to convert the three-point play. Foul is going to be called on Bryce Taylor, and that's his first. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by Ministry Healthcare and St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better, ministryhealth.org. Bruckner hits the foul shot, and it is a 7-point advantage now for the T-Birds, 27-20. Taylor in the front court. J.P. Lacey in the game now for East Hamlin back in there as well. They get the ball inside. Nice pass. Widmark will get the layup. Nice ball movement that time. Hamlin gets the assist. Widmark gets the layup. He's 3 for 3, and it's 27-22. Lakeland in the front court with it. He's trying to trap it. Lakeland getting rid of it. Now they get it right wing. On the baseline pass outside. Here's Milms for three. No good. Dimka with the rebound of the miss by Jack Milms. East back the other way. Dimka into the front court to Taylor. Taylor, right side free throw line extended out. Back out to Dimka. Now Lacey between the circles. Taylor. They're fronting and backing Dylan Hamlin underneath. Taylor. Dimka lost it over the top to Widmark. Knocked away. Didn't get the pass high enough. East turns it over again. 6 turnovers on the Lumberjacks. Got to loft that pass a little bit higher than that. Now the ball knocked away off the leg of Dimka again. Dimka says that went off his knee. He didn't kick it. Referee called it a kick ball. It would have gone out of bounds. It would have been East basketball if they would not have called the kick ball. Now the ball double team. They get it to Lakeland on the wing. That's Tom Bruckner. Now they spin it back out on top. High post, kick it out. That's Milms. Back to Bruckner on the baseline drive. Shoots off the glass up there. Tom Bruckner, 4 for 4 now. 29-22, 7-point advantage again. Lacey down to Widmark on the baseline. Feeds Taylor going down the lane, off the glass, up and in. Nobody picked up Bryce Taylor as he slid down the lane. Widmark got him the basketball, and he knocked it down. 29-24. Lakeland in the front court. Holcomb dribbles out on top, gives it to Andrew McGill. McGill on the dribble outside the arc. Hamlin out to play him. Now they pass down low. Shot put up. Lacey blocked it. Shot put up by Herrick. Was blocked. Here comes East back the other way. Dimka into the front court. Lacey back to Dimka. Now Lacey gets it back. Now he and Dimka play catch. They swing it right wing. Taylor. Dimka gets a screen. Now gets it back to Taylor. He's going to watch a three. And now no good. Hamlin the rebound over the top. Knocked out of bounds. East will keep it. So it will be Lumberjack basketball. Sean Wilson's going to get back in the game for East. Hamlin will take a seat. Bryce Taylor sits down, and Rutkowski gets back in. So East has got Wilson, Widmark, and Lacey on the floor, together with Rutkowski and Dimka. They inbound it outside to Widmark. Board pass. Dimka came from out of it. It's missed the layup. Got his own rebound. Missed it again. And Lakeland with the rebound. Well, they got what they wanted, but Dimka, two easy putbacks. And it will be Lakeland basketball back the other way. McGill with it. Right wing, out on top to Milms. He backs it out towards center court. Now wants to operate. Pass down low. Now they feed a cutter. There's a travel right there. Yeah, it was McGill traveling with the basketball. Lakeland turns it over. That's 5. And East gets it back here with 1:16 to play first half. Lumberjacks trailing by 5, 29-24. Dimka to Rutkowski. Rutkowski left wing back out on top to Dimka. High post to Widmark. Goes down the lane. Hangs in the air with a runner with one hand up and in. Bryce Widmark gets the hoop. He's 4 for 4 tonight. And 9 points. 29-26, 3-point game. McGill has it outside the arc. Wilson comes down to play out to play him. They get it down low to Bruckner. He's double-teamed. Shot blocked by Widmark. Bruckner gets it back. Wilson blocks that one. Now Lakeland kicks it back outside. They kick it left wing. Milms is open for three. That's off the bracket. No good. Wilson pulls down the rebound, and Lakeland will get it over the back foul. So Bruckner got a couple of shots inside. Both were blocked. Milms missed a three, and then Wilson got the rebound, and it will be bonus time for the Lumberjacks. I think it's going to be bonus time. We're going to get a timeout first, though, with 32.9 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll keep it right here. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union, and also by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports. 32.9 seconds to play here first half. Lakeland leading 29-26. They've been ahead by as many as 7 in this one. Next Lumberjack boys basketball game will be Friday night when they take on Marshfield on the road. We'll have that game live for you Friday night as the first half of our doubleheader, followed by Everest boys basketball as they take on Wisconsin Rapids. Before that, though, Thursday night, East Everest and Wausau West score off in hockey. That game live right here. Currently, that was just the 6th team foul, so it will be East basketball. They inbound it. Rutkowski. Now that Lakeland really trying to overplay, and they did. They steal the basketball. and they come back the other way, running the floor. They feed a cutter, kick it back outside. Three ball launch. That's off the mark. No good. Widmark pulls down the rebound on the miss by Holcomb. Quickly back the other way. Rutkowski throws up a wild one. He gets fouled. And two shots coming for Jaden Rutkowski. So Lakeland got a steal, came down, got what they wanted, an open look, couldn't knock it down. He's doing a good job on the boards tonight. Widmark went up and got that one. Lumberjacks pushed, and Rutkowski got fouled with 6.9 seconds to play here in the half. First foul sends down the way. He missed it. Lumberjacks continue to shoot their foul shots too hard. So many of them going off the back bracket. You'll get another one here. And that one rattles in. It's good. One of two. Can Lakeland get a good shot away here? They're going to hurry it down. Now they're going to get it on the baseline. Fall away jumper is short. No good. Rutkowski shoots it from three-quarter court. That's no good as well. And the first half will come to an end with Lakeland holding a two-point advantage. 29-27. We'll come back, recap the scoring after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.